Welcome back to Blackout, House of Bob's cyberpunk adventure set in the Vantal Megaplex and powered by the Sprawl RPG system.
Hi, I'm Christina, and I'm playing Olivia Crow, who's on the run from MassCorp while trying to figure out who's friend and who's foe.
This is Schubert. I'll be playing Bunk, the cyberfunky audio junkie, hacking beats on the Vantal streets.
My name is Alex. I'll be playing Garrett, conspiracy theorist, wildcard, senior citizen.
I'm Dan. I'll be playing Tiz, the hard-nosed reporter, tracking down corruption no matter the cost.
And I'm Jake, your GM. If you want to support the show, check us out on Patreon, give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, or just tell your friends about us. Roll on. During the last session, we saw you follow Axiom Infiltrator Yusuf into the vessel loading bay, the large facility where Canary loads the sabots for launch from the railgun, directed by a small fleet of drones and supervised from a control room that overlooks the floor. Garrett and Tiss tailed Yusuf into an electrical room, where he waited with weapon drawn, threatening to call the guards, but the duo was able to subdue him. Meanwhile, Olivia and Bunk attempted to hack into the manifest to throw a wrench into the launch schedule by switching the cargo container assignments. They opted to risk discovery and go big, causing a large delay, but alerting the higher-ups to the change. So Olivia and Bunk, you see the drones kind of stop and hover in place, processing their new orders, and you see a door on the side of the control room open and a figure step out onto the catwalk. They wear a similar jumpsuit to the rest of the Canary staff, with a matching turban and sleeves rolled up, revealing a cybernetic arm with a multitude of link connections.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
We never have a good thing with cybernetic arms.
They take in the facility with narrowed eyes and furrowed brow, and then seem to concentrate for a moment. And there's a short siren blare, and a red light begins to flash at the sabot bays. The drones change course and head to charging pods near the catwalks, and a voice comes over a PA system.
All loading bay Canary staff report to bay 3.
And there's a mumble of curiosity and acknowledgement throughout the staff, and you see them begin to head towards the section of the loading dock just below the control room. And you also see the guards that were patrolling the warehouse begin to take up posts at the entrances and exits. You see two such guards heading down the lane between the cargo containers and the wall where you were working at the terminal, heading towards the entrance that you guys originally came in from.
Do Tiz and Garrett hear this announcement as well?
You would, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So Olivia and Bunk are still hidden from view behind we went to a separate room, or did we just hide behind a terminal in this?
We hid behind like a crate.
Yeah, you're still in the loading dock. You just went around a corner away from the terminal, so you weren't right out in the open, but you're not hidden. If somebody walks by, they'll see you.
Yeah. What do you think, Olivia? I mean, we're wearing our Canary outfits, so I guess we should heed the
head
call.
Over? But
or should we just try to sneak out of here?
I think sneaking out, if we can, makes more sense. You know, we could always fall back on we're idiots, so.
Yeah, it's your first day. You don't know where Bay 3 is.
That's our whole scam.
Trying to get outside to have our vape break, bro.
Yeah. Our government-mandated vape break.
All right. Well, that's definitely the excuse we're rolling with if we get caught.
Where are you trying to sneak to then? Like back out where you came or somewhere else? Into a box? What's the deal?
Oh, good idea.
Bunk is always willing to sneak into a box. He's a cat like that.
I mean, not always, but like, you know.
It works. It works. Yeah.
Yeah. In a pinch.
Never leave open cardboard boxes around them. You just get right in there.
All right.
Tiz is going to send you guys a message and be like,
"You can't. Our comms are down.
Are they all down?
That's why we couldn't get a hold of you.
I thought they were just down for the brief moment you sent that message.
Oh yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah, I think they will come back, but let's just have them decide what they're going to do first.
Without you.
Don't talk to us. You're dead.
Oh God, it's a ghost.
You two still have something immediately in front of you to deal with.
Yeah. So.
That's true.
I guess maybe we need a roll for escape route or something.
Yeah, because I think we need to find like a secret doorway out. Maybe. Maybe like a chute that the drones go through and we can just do a sweet parkour dive roll out.
I have been training parkour, yes.
That sounds cool. You could roll assess, which is an edge. One of you could assist the other.
I got a 9 plus 1 edge.
I got a 7, Olivia.
Yeah. So my score is an 11, Bunk Olivia.
Technically.
You think we'd be better at this by now.
What do you mean? We got an 11. You mean just the general talking? No, that'll never get better.
Or just like knowing how the game works.
That yeah, kind of thing. I got an 11, yeah. Olivia Bunk.
Yeah, no, so I got an 11.
Which is excellent. You gain 3 hold. You can use those hold to ask the questions from the list there.
What is my best way out or in or out?
Yeah. Isn't that what is my best way in / way out / way past? I like Schubert's suggestion there that, yeah, there would be some kind of
trash chute.
Or, oh, trash chute is an option always. Just always assume there's a trash chute nearby.
Yeah.
But like a tunnel, essentially, that the drones would use to move like to the next room. Okay. You know, like there's probably like an overflow room nearby or that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And they use these little tunnels to get around.
They have to charge somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or to move to the maintenance room and that kind of thing.
So, exactly.
But it would probably be higher up.
Yeah, these are flying drones. Yeah.
Yeah, they're flying and they went up to like near the catwalk, as I said, where the charging pods were. So you'll have to put that parkour to use.
All right. What are my other options for? I know I can hold it, but.
Yeah, you can keep the questions, but your other options are: what potential complications do I need to be wary of? What do I notice despite an effort to conceal it? How is blank vulnerable to me? How can I avoid trouble or hide here? Where can I gain the most advantage? What is my biggest threat in this situation? Who or what is in control here?
Okay. I think I will use the second one, which is how is that foreman, the canary foreman, vulnerable to us? Does he love vaping? Can we use that to our advantage?
His cybernetic arm, one of the appendages, is actually just a little vape pen that pops out.
Perfect.
Perfect. So he understands.
I mean, I guess that could be it.
No, no. That's stupid. Too stupid for us.
But I already wrote it down.
Oh, no.
It could be like a social weakness in that sense, something that you could determine about him that you could find common ground on or something you could manipulate.
Right.
Sure. Or it could be a physical weakness.
Yeah, maybe then. A social weakness will be good because we do physical weakness every time. So something different would be good.
Sure.
I was thinking because he has a cyber arm, he can't be a member of the Passing Angel Axiom, right? Because he's all cybered out and all of them are super against that.
Yeah, you know that's not hard and fast rule. Mm-hmm. Is there are a lot of people that have joined the Axiom with cyberware in a penitent fashion, right? But yeah, generally speaking, it's not fashionable within the Axiom to have it.
Maybe the thing is we maybe heard him talk about tricking out his arm even more, so he wouldn't be interested in that.
There's a difference between someone who has cyberware and doesn't want it and someone who has it and wants it, right? So mm-hmm. maybe it is designed to be fashionable or to stand out. And, you know, he's actively using it as he moves about the room and that kind of thing. So
vaping with it.
Vaping with
yeah.
it. It all comes back to that.
In the end, it's all about yeah. vaping.
I think that's good. You can recognize that this individual is definitely not pro-Axiom and is pro cyberware and cybernetics in general.
Yeah, maybe we notice he has a real like high-end, you know, piece of gear or something like that. So mm-hmm. he's got the Versace of
just
like
writing down that cyber he's pro arms. Cyber vaping.
Yeah, he's got the Versace of cyber vaping wear.
Nice.
You get a +1 on your roll when you act on either of those bits of information that you have.
Cool.
What was the other bit again?
The drone hatch.
Yeah.
Well, let's
get through that hatch.
If we can.
Yeah, I think it would just be a matter of doing it slightly stealthy.
Mm-hmm.
I think like either you can go towards, you know, one of the actual ladders up the catwalk, but that would be more obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could try to climb up, you know, some of the crates or something like that. It would be more physically taxing, but more stealthy. So I think that'd be the difference between rolling, say, cool or meat, for example.
Well, I have no meat. I'm a weakling.
I have 0 cool and 0 meat.
I have +1 cool.
Or something else, if you can come up with something clever.
Okay. I mean, maybe let's try to use that social thing against him and go on our break. He can't stop us from going on break.
On government-mandated
vape break, yeah. He can recap us on whatever he's going to talk about when we get back.
You guys, like, literally just punched in.
Mm-hmm.
Literally is no record of us.
Just gonna be like, what are you gonna do, fire me?
Oh, I say in the background.
So what are you doing then? Are you still trying to escape, or are you heading towards the meeting? Or
I just tell Olivia that I have a serious issue with oppositional defiance. And
that seems really surprising.
Because I don't like bosses, you know? If this guy is all gets in my face, I might snap.
Okay, that's fair.
You're like one of those people who would have joined the military, but you definitely would have snapped at the drill sergeant if he got in your face. You couldn't.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm so surprised to find that Bunk has this anger inside of him.
Really?
Yeah. This kind, anyway. Violent, I mean.
Oh, I'm not going to, like, I might punch him, but I'm not going to, like, kill him. I'm not going to stab him a bunch anything. I'm
just going I'll hold you to that, Bunk.
That's why Bunk always wants to find a nonviolent solution, because he knows if he chooses violence, he's probably going to like it way too much.
Right. Wow, we're learning so much about Bunk right now.
I'm just going to, like, diss him.
I don't want to go to the meeting. I want us to go out, just maybe the normal way.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least attempt to start going that way and then deke into the drone hole.
Right.
So we're going to go up like the ladders and stuff and say like, oh, we're going to go for smoke or whatever.
And then you drop into the D hole.
Exactly. Right into the D hole.
Okay. You start heading towards one of the ladders to get up near the catwalk levels. And as you do, you see the foreman starting heading down the ladder that you're about to head up, heading towards the area where the other workers are assembling. As he sees you two kind of standing around waiting for him to get down the ladder, he says, hey, we got a meeting.
Hey, man, I got some new juice to try out. You know how it is.
My God.
I just used up all my vape information in that sentence.
Vape formation.
Turn the juice into some cotton clouds. Cotton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Got to blow some mad cotton with this bubblegum flavored juice or whatever. That sounded convincing the way I just said it.
You're trying to fast talk him.
Yeah.
So you can roll fast talk, which is style using the +1 from your assess.
Oh, shit. Things are not good. No. I just rolled a double one.
Oh, double one. No.
I think that reflects what you said. So.
I could have come up with something better, I guess. That's a 3. Sorry. Let's start running.
I knew you didn't vape. Get back here.
Use your vape to make a cloud to like disguise your escape.
I think I tried to vape and I just start coughing terribly, which shows I've never done it.
You couldn't look more like a narc or sound more like a narc.
Hello, fellow student.
Oh, no. Why didn't we just go through the hatch?
I too vape. Okay, bye.
So I heard the words, I start running.
I think I don't start running. I start speeding up, though, for sure, away from him. So I'm walking fast, but I'm not running away.
He says, mandatory meeting.
Mandatory my ass.
Take it up with my supervisor.
Yeah.
Like, you turn around away from him and start walking the other direction, and you see that the actual main exit, there's a couple guards standing there. You know, it's either through them or through him.
I guess let's go to that meeting. What a drag. Right, bro? I'm trying to sound more like a narc every time I say something.
Let's pop back over to Tiss and Garrett. You had gotten to your little scuffle with Yusuf here. Tiss is currently pinned Yusuf down to the ground. His taser and radio and his cardboard boxes are kind of scattered around the room here. Then also his badge, if I remember correctly, was cracked in half during the impact.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, fuck, that hurt. What are you doing? I don't even know who you are. What do you want?
Well, tasing hurts too.
You guys were following me and elbowing me in the hallway for no fucking reason. What do you want?
Oh, we're just wondering what you're up to. You know, routine checks, that kind of stuff. So what do you have in the box over there?
Who are you?
Garrett, like, punches him and says, what's in the box?
He says, I don't have to tell you that. You're not my boss.
Garrett punches him a second time and says, we're your boss now. What's in the box?
We're your boss now.
Why don't you play hardball then?
I'm going to assist.
Don't even bother, because I just rolled an 11.
Oh, wow. Okay. I thought it was going to be bad.
For once, it is not.
Okay, he says, Jesus Christ, stop it. It's a delivery. It's fruit. What are you on about?
Garrett, open up that box. I want to see if he's telling the truth.
Okay, Garrett, like, shuffles over and, like, opens up all the boxes and dumps them out on the floor.
I like how you could have done this the whole time instead of hitting him, but...
I don't understand why he's here if he's delivering fruit.
Yeah, and why was he trying to do a sneaky little setup thing with his walkie-talkie? This doesn't add up.
You kick over one of the cardboard boxes and you see a variety of exotic earth fruits roll out.
Earth fruits?
As opposed to, like, Neptune fruits.
All right, so if you're delivering fruit, why are we in the electrical room?
Because it's not exactly 100% legal to take these up. So just... Do you want some?
Garrett, start chowing down.
Garrett just, like, takes a bite out of one of them.
Okay.
And just, like, watches the rest of this interrogation happen. You know, like, when someone, like, you know, takes a bite of an apple off of a knife, he's, like, going for that vibe.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to grab the taser and just hold that against him, and just that way I don't have to keep him pinned, and just put him under threat of a good tasing.
Plus one taser.
Yeah, cool. All right. I'm going to pick up his snapped in half badge and take a look at that.
It looks like a security guard badge that clearly does not belong to him.
All right. That's a good sign, too. I just show it to him. I'm like, that doesn't look like you.
Holding it for a friend.
He probably doesn't know the fact that we know his name, too.
Probably not.
No. All right. So, Yosef, I'm a little concerned about what you're delivering. I'm not totally convinced that it's just fruit that you're sending up there.
Yeah, there's unobtainium inside the apple.
I tase him.
Fuck! I don't know what you want.
I want to know what the Axiom is sending up there. I'm just tipping my hand a little, so
yeah.
I just want to see what he'll react to that.
Make an edge roll just to see if you can read him better.
That would be a 9.
Okay. It wasn't a difficult check. I think you do notice that he at least is taken a little aback by what you know, that you do seem to know A, who he is, and B, that he is in some way adjacent to the Axiom. And he says, I don't know anything about that. I'm just sending up this the contraband here.
So if I was to hail someone on the radio, would it be someone from here, or would it be someone from the Axiom?
Are you asking him that?
Yes.
That's a real canary loadout there. And again, you don't want all the guards showing up here.
I mean, if anything, you look worse off than we do.
Well, I had an escape route planned, but no, I seem to be pinned under a bunch of idiots. So
maybe that's our escape route now.
Yeah, I tase him a little more.
Jesus.
He called me an idiot.
Oh my God. Before this scene is over, Dan's going to waterboard this guy.
Calling it like he sees it.
No one calls me an idiot.
Jesus.
We call you an idiot all the time.
Yeah, but you're my friends.
Right. He has to earn that.
Yeah. Hold me back, Garrett. Hold me back.
Nah. Nah.
Oh, okay.
At this point, you hear the siren in the main loading bay go off and the announcement on the PA system for all the staff to report to Bay 3. Yusuf says, oh, it looks like it might be too late anyway. Sorry, guys.
Do we have any sort of way to, like, tie this guy up?
Yeah, there's probably some, like, heavy-duty cabling nearby.
Okay.
All right.
I think we've, like, learned all we can learn from this guy. We've tased him a bunch. We've punched him a bunch. We've opened his boxes.
That's all there is.
We've rolled really well.
I'm just curious. I want to know how he was planning on delivering this stuff from here. Like, why he's in a maintenance room for, like, fruit. Was someone going to pick it up or what? Like, I still have more questions. Like,
okay. Well, keep tasing.
Okay, yeah.
Tase away, bro.
Yeah. I'll tell you when I pull off the trigger.
Oh, my God. Well, can't really answer your questions while that's happening. So I guess we'll just sit here. You know, and you kind of get from what he said that the fruit is contraband in the sense that it is not permissible to be taken up to the moon. You know, it's a very controlled environment up there, right? So you're not allowed to bring things that could possibly have certain pests or that kind of stuff. You ask how he was planning to escape, and he tips his head up towards in kind of the top right corner. There's a vent up there.
Okay. Who is planning on picking up this fruit?
Nobody. The vent leads to the Sabo bays, and I load it up there.
Oh, okay. So you're actually going to go deliver it to one of the launches.
He nods.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right.
This seems like such an extravagant like setup just for you to put fruit on a ship. Were you going to board it as well?
He shakes his head. No, I still am stationed here. The boss has expensive tastes.
So the boss is up there.
Hmm. Yeah, that's interesting then.
Okay.
I think I kind of got all I want from him. At least I feel like I've got as much info as I can. So let's tie him up and gag him.
All right.
And
put an apple in his mouth.
Yeah. You guys should just take over his mission. Take the fruit and keep going.
Well, honestly, we just found our route onto the launch.
Yeah, exactly.
If you guys can make it to this maintenance room.
I don't know if we can.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Are comms working again?
Yeah.
Can we get in touch with the rest of the crew and see if they can make their way over to this maintenance room?
You can certainly fill them in on what you've experienced.
All right.
Also, warn them not to untie this guy.
Got it.
Yeah, if you see a random guy in an electrical room tied up, don't untie him.
Let's like stow him away or something for now.
Roll him up in a bunch of cables like a Spider-Man would do with a web. So he just looks like a, mess in the corner. And people walk in and be like, I'm not cleaning that up. That's somebody else's problem.
I leave a note on it, like deliver to the police from your friendly neighborhood canary.
You were asking about the badge earlier. So while you are starting to tie him up, you notice that he did have a second badge on him, which is just the canary staff level badge that you guys had that actually has his picture on it. These presumably the fake credentials that you knew that these two had.
That'll help. We actually have four canary badges now.
Yeah, Garrett takes that.
And there's those like big spools of a cable here and you tie them up and shove them in a server rack or something like that.
Sick.
Anything else you guys are doing in here? Or
I think we'll stay in here and just shoot the other two a message.
Sure.
And just say, you up?
Gross.
Yeah, okay. Olivia and Monk, you up?
To no good.
Aha!
We're trying to run away.
That's one on the joke board.
Finally. No, I think we have to go to that meeting, right?
Are you guys able to sneak away and get to the server room here?
I mean, you're being corralled towards the meeting, but I mean, you guys are smart. Figure something out.
I don't know if we're smart, but we might be able to figure something out.
You guys need to get over here. We found a way onto the shuttles.
Okay. En route, if possible. I message back.
Do you need help with anything?
We're kind of being corralled into an important mandatory meeting.
This sounds like a Garrett level of problem to solve.
Yeah. I was just going to say,
aren't you guys in an electrical room?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What if we just shut off the power?
Yeah, can you turn off all of the power, please?
Won't that mean they come here, though?
Yeah. But they won't but they won't come here where we are. So we'll be safe.
I know, but we need you here.
But you don't exist to me right now because I can't see.
Oh my God.
Right now, you're just an echo in the internet.
Yeah, no one can see you. You're a ghost.
I think I remember saying that it was electrical room 4. So maybe
we can slip into another electrical room.
Maybe you could figure something out.
Okay, two ideas that we could use.
Okay.
A is, we could start flipping off some breakers and then just hope that they check out a different electrical room first so these two can get over to us. And if, maybe some people come to investigate, them coming through the doors like a bottleneck, we'll shoot them and see what happens. The other option.
Yeah, what is the second one?
Yeah. Big distraction. Big distraction. So I was thinking about this ever since Jake described this bay that there's receiving and then also a shipping, right?
Essentially, yeah.
So the receiving is presumably stuff shipped to here on Earth in Vantal, and that there must just be trucks coming in all the time, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So what if I radioed over to Barf and got them to like hijack one of these trucks that are coming in and then we can get Barf into the bay?
They're just like in the shipping container in the back?
Like. Yeah, just have like two of them in the cab and then the other like 28 of them in the back.
Yeah, special delivery.
Yeah, and then Trojan horse their way in. Trojan Barf their way in. No.
What do they do when they're inside? Like a protest?
I don't know, just like come out swinging.
Oh no. My god.
Yeah.
I was thinking like loiter.
I feel like they'll get shot.
Well, I mean, there's 30 of them, so.
Ask where the pharmacy is, you know.
Do you want Barf to die? I mean.
This is the last mission. I didn't even get them until now. And we're going up into space, so.
Got to expend all our resources, right?
We got them. Let's use them.
Wait, Garrett, this is the last mission. Do you know something I don't?
Well, I mean, it's my last mission. I'm retiring after this.
This is our last big score. But you're joining Barf. You won't have anyone to join if they all die.
I'll make a new Barf. It's fine.
I'll make a new Barf.
Younger, faster.
Younger? Not really.
Well, he'll have to be because he killed all the old ones.
Okay, so yeah, I proposed these two options over comms, and I put a little Discord poll so the three of you can vote on it.
These all sound bad, though.
None of the above.
So I would say, like, I don't think somehow you, in some way, utilizing Barf is not a bad idea.
No, mm-hmm. That's good.
You are aware that there is a point of escalation at which they will just not launch things, right?
That's what I was worried about, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you might want to cause some kind of distraction, but a bunch, like 30 people charging in and guns a-blazing, they're just going to shut the whole thing down.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Good point.
I do like the idea, though, that they're protesting something, like possibly ageism related. Because I assume old people can't go to space or to the moon.
Bones too brittle.
Yeah, exactly. Not enough calcium.
They've got cybernetic bones. That's discrimination.
Exactly. That is discrimination.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a valid thing to protest. We're not
so
arguing.
So should we get Barf to like do some arts and crafts and make up some signs and then like show up outside of the shipping bay or the receiving bay and make a big stink?
I think so.
That sounds good.
All right.
Yep. Just tell them to like stay outside. Like we want security to be like drawn out.
Right. Okay.
So you guys do that and we're going to this dumb meeting.
No,
I think the idea is this is going to be a distraction for
so
us.
So you don't have to go to the dumb meeting. We're getting you out of work. You're going to play hooky with us.
Yeah, I think the dumb meeting is to like catch you guys. So I don't think you should like stick around for that.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting point of view.
We have to be on our way to that anyway.
Yes, you're heading towards it. Mm-hmm.
So do I like roll for arts and crafts or?
We'll have Barf roll, but it'll just be using your stats.
Okay. We'll have Barf roll for arts and crafts.
Honestly, I think the bigger thing is them, you know, hijacking a truck and getting in and, you know, getting past the outer facility security to actually get a truck all the way up to the receiving dock here. That's probably more difficult than creating a sign.
So we're still doing a Trojan Barf then.
Well, that's why we got Barf, not gag.
Yeah.
We got the elite.
I think it's probably like a conduct an operation because there's a lot of different things that have to,
right.
You know, that they have to do, right? So that's an edge roll, which I think is okay for you anyway, right?
It's okay.
Do you want me to assist?
How are you going to assist us?
I've made some friends with some of the Barf people.
How is that going to help?
So I think realistically, because of the timing of this is probably something that you guys prearranged, right?
Okay.
So if you could help with the planning of the operation in some way, then yeah.
I mean,
buses them all in.
Tiss is smarter than Garrett, so he probably needs help planning.
Yeah, I could help do the planning part and you can just be the voice.
Yeah.
Because you know how to connect with these people.
Yeah, we speak the same language. You have the same slang because we're from the same generation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Nailed it. I got an 11.
Well, that's good because I got a 6.
You're so good at this game.
So that bumps it up to a 7.
Cool.
How does this role work? Have we done this before?
Like either a preliminary task was not completed on time or accurately, or there's an unexpected complication, choose a consideration and describe how it causes a problem.
Is that a GM chooses or I choose?
You choose.
Can we say, what is it, maybe not all the planning works out and like only half of the guys get in or something? Or they forget to make the signs.
Oh, no.
The most important part.
Oh, they misspelled one of the signs.
No.
Well, they misspelled all of them.
Yeah, there was an issue at the printers. Yeah, sure. You know, maybe the plan called for two different trucks and one of them gets stopped. So you only got half the crew through.
Okay. Does that mean the other half of BARF like goes to jail or to a detention center or something?
I think it would probably mean that we would be like checking their loyalty to you. But
okay.
Interesting.
Is that a role or how do we...
There's no official way to do that. So that's okay. Well, we'll figure that out later.
Okay. They just might not do what I want next time.
Or they'll request a bigger hazard pay or something like
right.
that.
Right, okay.
That's gotcha. Fair, yeah.
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 So the plan called for two different trucks in case one got stopped. You know, that was kind of part of the plan. One did get caught on the way in. And yeah, there's probably going to be maybe some bail to post or that kind of thing. So you'll have to smooth things over with them later.
I'm glad Tiz planned for two trucks because otherwise we would have been boned.
Mm-hmm. That was the excellent suggestion that Tiz made.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Don't put all your barfs in one...
bag?
Barf bin.
Barf. Toilet.
Yeah.
Gross.
Definitely.
There is the squealing of tires outside and then like a big 18-wheeler horn. And you see just out of one of the open loading bay doors, this huge truck slammed to a stop just outside the entrance. The back door is open and, half of an army of older folk pop out chanting. What did you decide on? Anti-ageism?
Yeah. They can't go to space because they're old, basically.
Brittle bones.
Send us to space.
Yeah. Oh. Let grandpa go to the moon.
Old bones, old wisdom.
The moon's older than all of you guys.
And so are we. Let us up there.
And so are we.
Yeah, exactly.
You see assembled staff are giving each other confused looks. And you see the foreman who was kind of just walking behind you guys as you walk towards the meeting. And he motions towards a few of the guards and points them in that direction. And a few of the guards peel off. And he himself kind of pulls ahead and goes towards a nearby terminal, and you see him start typing away.
Feels like a chance for us to sneak away and open that door, I guess? the door that they went through?
We'll let you in. Just do the secret knock.
We'll use the secret knock, yeah.
You gotta knock the funky cold Medina.
I don't even... How do you... I'm trying to figure out how you would do that.
Bunk does it perfectly.
Yeah.
You've got such good rhythm, Bunk.
I asked the guy, why you so fly? He said, funky cold Medina.
I'm just trying to figure out how you would knock that.
You knock on the syllables, right?
Yeah.
Funky cold Medina. It just sounds like regular knocking.
There you go.
Garrett, I don't know your old people music.
Come on. Nobody listens to classical music.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just kind of slow down our stroll.
Mm-hmm. You watch as like a cable snakes out of his hand and he plugs into the terminal there. And you slip behind a couple of the cargo boxes and start heading towards the electrical room.
I really wanted to parkour through that drone hat.
You can still parkour through the hallway.
Yeah.
I got a plus one.
There's like a box that someone left behind when they started moving to the meeting and you leap over it.
Nice.
Effortlessly.
Thank you.
You peek around the corner and see that a couple guards, you know, run past towards the distraction at the loading bay doors, and you wait for your timing and run across the hallway towards the electrical room, knock the funky cold Medina.
Garrett, was that it?
That sounds funky.
Yeah.
No, it was off by half a beat. Kill them.
Start shooting wildly.
I have my taser at the ready in case it's some sort of spy trying to infiltrate. I open the door.
Yeah. You guys are reunited.
Hey, guys. It's good to see you're alive.
Yeah, you too. Pretty weird, but...
not if you know you guys.
I'm surprised any of us are alive.
Yeah, honestly. All right, where's this apple you guys promised me? That's why I'm here.
Oh yeah, we toss over some fruits and
yeah. First off, did you want any organic space fruit?
Oh hell yeah,
earth fruit.
I start munching down.
Yeah. Should we take some of this with us? We can maybe use this as like...
Yes.
We could pretend to be part of the Axiom even.
Or just bribe people with it.
Yeah.
Or just eat it when we need a snack later. Yeah, just fill our pockets. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just... Well,
finally,
I'll
we get
put them in the
real
box.
Treasure in this
yeah,
game.
Just keep it in the box. Yeah. But I'm going to munch down on a few here and there.
Yeah.
Okay, all just, right. Just don't eat it all.
So where's this hatch you guys are talking about?
It's over there. You just got to walk past Yosef there.
Hey, Yosef.
Don't talk to him. He's in timeout.
Oh, okay.
You doing okay. All right, Yosef? You need a cup of water?
I said he's in timeout.
The good yeah. cops are here.
Yeah.
The
good cops are here.
Arrived a little too late.
I give Yosef a sip of water.
You have to take off his gag.
Otherwise, you're just waterboarding him.
Oh, no.
Which Tiz was planning to do, so.
Yeah, I give you like a knowing nod.
Jeez. That's dark.
Oh, no.
Okay.
All right.
So you take off the gag first.
Sure.
But it goes right back on.
I'm just trying to be nice to you, so.
Sure. He nods at the gesture, but I don't think he really has anything to say at this point.
That's fair.
No, I mean, I don't expect him to be grateful.
He's been through a lot. It's been a big day.
Okay, well, yeah, you look at the hatch or the vent that Yosef had pointed out, and it's kind of up near the ceiling, like above one of the generator rows.
Is it something we could actually fit in?
It looks like it might be tricky. Yeah. It's really like up in the corner, like tucked away behind these machines. It looks like it was, you know, might have been easier for him to access, but I'm not saying it's impossible for you guys, but...
You're going to have to suck in that gut to get it.
Is he a small guy?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. He's a little guy.
Wow.
Smaller than us, anyway.
You've been beating up on a small person.
Yeah, I'm worried about Garrett's gut. I don't know if it's going to clear.
We've got to cinch it back.
Nah.
Yeah.
We'll do a roll, and on like a partial success, maybe you have to leave something behind. You know, you can't fit your
fruits
armor through or something, right? So
right. Our apples, we'll have to leave them behind.
All right, well, either way, we're going to strip down naked, and then we'll...
grease ourselves up.
Yeah. Yeah, use some, like, crush up an apple and just rub that all over ourselves.
Garrett, do you have any of that olive oil still?
Do you think apples are greasy?
They gotta be slick to some degree.
Finally, a use for that olive oil.
Fine. I use a banana then. That's gotta be slippery.
There you go.
I think I used up my gear. I don't have my olive oil.
Oh, okay. Too bad.
All right. Does someone want to give me a boost up there?
Yep.
Depends how naked you are.
I don't know. Who would you say is the smallest of all of us in stature?
Olivia?
I'm going to say Tiss. Journalism doesn't pay well.
So he's stunted growth.
He's skin and bones.
I'm like the only one who had a house.
I always thought Bunk was pretty small. I described him as wiry.
Okay.
But you got so much gear.
I mean.
That doesn't like bulk you out a little?
You guys can carry it.
I also know that Bunk has been practicing parkour lately, so I want to give him a chance to shine.
Yeah, you guys missed it. He jumped over a crate real good.
Oh my God.
Okay, so we give Bunk a boost.
With all my gear.
Okay. And then what? He pulls Tiss up next.
Let's just do a group roll here. So
okay.
Group
okay.
roll.
Probably just act under pressure because you guys are on a time crunch as well. So
which one's that?
Some of you can all roll right. cool, or one of you can roll cool.
7. That's just enough.
You guys make it through, but you're not able to carry all your like most bulky gear through. So I think maybe amongst the group, let's pick 2 things that you couldn't bring.
I literally had a spotter drone. So that seems pretty
sure.
That seems pretty bulky.
I don't even know where you're keeping that.
On his back.
Just on my back, like in a backpack.
Yeah. I also had one. Do we just leave our spotter drones behind?
Yeah, I don't see needing a spotter drone in space.
And my flashy motorcycle. I've been wheeling that through the whole time.
Definitely not the motorcycle. You guys weren't able to bring weapons in, so I don't think they would have let you bring the drones in, to be honest.
Right.
Oh, yeah, some of you guys have huge guns.
That kind of thing you packed to be launched ahead, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking more like body armor or, if you wanted to leave the delivery behind, like the fruits and things like that, or that kind of thing.
Let's leave the fruit.
Definitely the fruit.
Wait, but that's our cover.
I know.
I'd rather just take off some armor. Because, I mean, we can use the fruit as armor.
You really haven't had much experience with fruit, have you?
we could probably figure out if someone wanted to take harm or something too. Maybe the first person through has to deal with some loose wires or something.
The hatch cuts Garrett's gut a bit because he's too big. Gross. So he's got a wound. I'll take a harm.
So like one harm for Garrett and one item that you leave behind.
Okay. Well, I think we agree the fruit box.
No, I want to keep the fruit box.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm for keeping the fruit.
But I'm cool just also taking harm.
I'll just take off my armor. I probably have the bulkiest of armor, so.
Yeah, mine is supposed to not be bulky by me too. Design.
Same.
Some of you specifically have that discreet armor, but if Tis, if you had just regular armor. Okay. Yeah. Then yeah, I think definitely that you can't fit through. Yep.
All right, now I lose my armor.
Cool. And yeah, Garrett just takes the one harm. Cool. Great.
It's got a big scratch. Complaints about it a bunch.
You make your way through the vents. You push open a vent on the other end, and it looks like a large circular tunnel with a rail heading through the middle. You can see there's a platform that one can walk on that runs along the side of the rail. You can see kind of a queue of these sabots that are lined up. It looks like they line up here before they are moved up to those loading bays where they're actually properly loaded. You also see on this platform that there's a door here that leads somewhere, and that's what you see.
So what is our plan? Like, are we going to hop in one of these things or what?
Yeah, I guess so. I feel like that's more or less been the plan since the beginning.
Yeah.
Is our goal to like smuggle ourselves on or to pretend that we're actually a canary hitching the ride that we're supposed to be on?
I think we're pretending to be canary employees that are smuggling ourselves on.
Yeah, or we smuggle ourselves on, and if we get caught, we've got the suits so that we can be like, oh no, we're supposed to be on here. Or like, oh shit, it's the wrong one. Well, we'll take the next bus down.
Then why are you in this box?
Wrong one again.
Nuts. Because like the canaries riding on the sabots is not really, you know, official thing, right? So,
but I heard it on Burn, so
yeah, no, sure we know it's real.
But it got us in here, so it wasn't for nothing.
No.
Okay, let's just try the sneaking method, I guess. We'll try to sneak on, and if that fails, then we pull out our credentials.
Sounds good. That sounds like it makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. How do we want to sneak on?
Well, there's, as far as you can tell, there's nothing to sneak from at this point.
Oh.
You're in the rail, you see the platform, you see the sabots. It's not like there's anybody here. It doesn't look like this is supposed to be regularly accessed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we can literally just walk on one.
Presumably.
All right.
Okay. Presumably.
Let's just do it.
Unless one of them gets launched all of a sudden and then we all die, but you know, let's just make it speedy.
Well, let's look for one with like an open door.
That's a good start.
At this point, they're just in storage here, basically. They're waiting for their turn to be moved up to the front and loaded. So they're not open. You imagine you might have to break into one in some way.
Livia, this seems right up your alley.
I love breaking into stuff.
Yeah, into vehicles.
But I also have been rolling very badly.
If we can figure out which one maybe our stuff is on or the one that is that was moved up to the top of the queue.
Yeah.
That would be handy.
Mm-hmm. We did slow down them getting loaded. So in theory, it's not ready to launch yet.
Yeah, you did delay the loading. So yeah, I think we could say that one of these is either going to be your Sabo, the one that you guys had loaded up gear onto, or at least scheduled to load the gear up onto, or it could be the Axiom one.
I mean, I'm, as Christina, more interested on getting on the Axiom one just because I think I want to find out if we can even dismantle everything.
I think it's more interesting too.
Yeah.
Because then we can like search the thing while we're being launched.
Exactly.
I can't imagine it's going to take much time and we might just die. But
well, that could happen no matter which sabot we go on.
Yeah, that's true.
Always a chance.
Plus, it's just more interesting us having to like try to find our gear later. So
yeah.
That's just cooler plot stuff.
I want to go on the one that's designed not to kill people.
Oh,
Well,
you're in the wrong area.
Shouldn't be a canary then, I think.
You had downloaded some of the manifest data earlier and you match up the serial number of the Sabo to the one you know the Axiom stuff is supposed to be loaded up onto. And there's a security padlock that leads to like a large set of sliding doors that would lead inside of it.
Perfect.
I have another idea.
Oh.
What if we split up two and two? Two with the gear, two with the Axiom.
Okay.
I always love splitting up.
Yeah, we do. I mean, it doesn't sound like a good idea, but...
Just in case one of us explodes, you mean?
Yeah. That doesn't mean we shouldn't do it.
Okay. What if... Hear me out. We split up amongst four of them.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. No.
I'm on board now.
Yeah, I want my own. Okay, here's a thing that maybe is important to know. Are they designed to carry, I don't know, 500 or 600 more pounds or however much four people weigh?
I mean, that's kind of what the rumor was, right? Like, officially, no. According to your Canary research, yes.
Okay.
According to research, they smuggle stuff all the time on these things.
And in theory, it looks like Yusuf was bringing something to smuggle on. So at the very least, it's and that part's right.
Are we at least apples? Wait. Several apples.
Here's the other question is, like, do we need to get on one that has some kind of, like, special compartment so it doesn't, like, smush us into the ground?
That's a great question.
When, like, there's, like, 40 Gs when it launches us.
Well, the idea behind the Canaries is that, like, they used to put a human on there because, like, cargo, like, say, fruit, you know, might get exposed to radiation or something on the way up. So if the human survives, then it's probably fine. So presumably,
if that's
probably
what you heard on Burn.
Humans survive often enough that they kept sending stuff up.
Often enough.
I mean, they do actually send people through the rail, but whether these actually have passenger rooms, I don't know.
Those are like lower velocity Savos.
Exactly.
Right. Higher velocity means we don't have to hold our breath that long, though, in case it's a problem.
Yeah. It also means we'll be up there for less time, so less time in danger, right?
Right.
Also means the breath will be shot out of our lungs.
Yeah. Our lungs will be completely compressed, but...
Well, I mean, we came this far, so... Yeah.
No, I don't think we have too much choice, but... If they smuggle people, I mean, they might smuggle people on board these things.
I'm mostly worried for Garrett. Like, can his bones take it?
You're being ageist, okay? You had to have that whole protest is about. This is actually what the mission is about.
This has been the moral of the entire campaign. Is seniors are capable of a lot.
Yeah, that Garrett can do anything that young people can do.
Yeah.
Well, if you get smushed, it's going to be a very hard lesson for us all.
All right.
Well, then we can just be like, well, I guess they were right. Like,
yeah. You got to send old people up to make sure it's true. You got to test the hypothesis, you know?
Yeah, you're like, you're a canary's canary because you're testing it for old people.
All right, let's do it for science.
Olivia pops the corner of the keypad open and crosses some wires in there and pops the hatch open and you step inside. These things are about like city bus sized, give or take. Majority of it is just space for the containers to be loaded up and there's latches that hold things down and that kind of thing. There's a small screen on one of the corners that, you know, seems to like track like radiation level and exterior temperature and hull integrity and that kind of thing. But otherwise, it's basically empty in here.
Okay. I want to maybe knock on the walls a little bit, see if I can find any hollow spaces.
Wait, so this isn't loaded up yet? I thought these were already loaded up.
We slowed it down.
Yeah, they were going to be loaded up, but we slowed the whole thing down.
Well, the place that you are at is the place where they are queued up to go to the loading dock.
Oh, okay. Right.
So if someone was trying to sneak something on, they would sneak on the contraband beforehand. The regular stuff is loaded
up. That makes sense. Yeah. So I want to find one of these hidden compartments. That way we don't have to explain why we're on this.
Right. Let's do edge from you, or assess, essentially.
All right. I'll assist.
Sounds good.
I'll help look around.
Okay.
Yep, I assist.
Awesome. I got 10 plus 1 plus 1.
All right.
Nice.
Cool. So,
donk, donk.
There's a little sign that says, do not knock.
Hollow room behind wall.
You hear a like slightly different noise when you knock and you find the hidden little outline of a opening. And you have to kind of dig around a little bit to stick a screwdriver in between the gap. And there's a little button there that opens it up. And with a whoosh and a slide, a human-sized secret compartment opens up.
Only a single human size.
You keep looking and you find that there is enough
Okay.
There's one slightly larger one that
Garrett
looks like, you know, for a secret cargo.
yeah, Garrett size.
And then there's a few of these kind of individual ones as well.
Okay. So yeah, they look like maybe they're actually made for people, these ones.
Yeah. More importantly, what you find is that inside these human-sized containers, there is like a kind of a harness system that...
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, nice. That you are actually meant to be loaded into.
This will be interesting, guys.
Nice.
All right.
Can we see out or anything? There's probably no way for us to know what's happening once we're in here.
No.
No, but inside the secret containers is nothing. On the main compartment of the Sabo, again, there's just that little screen, but doesn't mean a lot to you.
Oh, thank God we have these apples.
Yeah, because we're going to be in here for a while.
Yeah.
Basically, once you guys close the door, you're just kind of in for the ride.
Okay. All right.
Did everybody bring their diapers?
Yeah.
No.
What?
Already got it on.
No. Bunk high fives, Garrett.
Nobody suggested diapers before we left.
That's Garrett's secret. He's always wearing one.
Diaper up, guys.
Yeah. No. Why does this always happen?
To be fair, Garrett's always saying that, so I didn't take it seriously.
Time for a big mission. Diaper up.
You guys should listen to Garrett once in a while. He's got some wisdom, you know?
Yeah. Old bones, old wisdom is what I've heard.
Garrett, did you double up like you normally do? Can you spare one?
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not gonna.
I don't like that. Too much diaper talk now. Okay.
Living that dipe life.
Dipe life? <Jesus. laughs> No.
Anyways, yeah, okay. Is there, I guess, anything we want to do before we strap in?
Any last words?
Let's all say the canary motto together.
Up, up, and away.
Good enough.
Don't die, don't die. Radiation, okay.
I'm like a bird. I want to fly away.
That's the one we had to pay for, though.
We all strap in and then we close the hatches on ourselves, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You step into these little chambers and there's a series of retaining straps and things like that you buckle in. You press the little button and the door to the secret compartment slides closed with a click and the sound of like a magnetic seal.
I immediately start freaking out.
Yeah, any of you claustrophobic?
It is pitch black in here. The noises outside of like the machinery and the equipment are now muffled. And the air is stale and cold in here.
I think Bunk thinks it's pretty nice. He's like, can't see anybody else. Just assumes everyone's dead.
Yeah, but Olivia's actually been in like a prison situation. Yeah, that's fair.
And you've got your HUD, so you can just like watch a movie or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Diaper in a movie, guys.
This is ideal for Bunk. He's got some fruit. He's going to watch a movie.
The fruit suddenly is jostled out of your hand as you hear a magnetic clamp latch onto the Sabo and you're banged against the side of the container.
You always have to ruin everything.
And we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Oh, God.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of The House of Bob. If you're enjoying the show, you can give us a review on Apple Podcasts. We'd really appreciate it. And you can tell a friend, hit us up on social media. We're at The House of Bob on most platforms. All the links to our Discord and YouTube and various social medias are in the show notes. If you'd like to support the show financially, then check out our Patreon. We've got at least 35 hours of bonus content on there, like director's commentary, one-shots, RPG zines, and a monthly blog post. You could also stop by our Etsy, where we sell some of those zines and some die trays and RPG accessories. I'd like to thank our current Patreon sponsors. It's Bluckett 12, Christine Braille, Elias Anderson, Jessica Colvin, Josh Jordan, Keith Haddad, Kieran Duffy, Luke Conroy, Mark Boykin, Mary Margaret, Pavel Lashin, Ray Kearney, Scooter Emerson, Mike from Tales from the Glassguard World, Tom Innes, Tom Wesley, Tyler K, and Volt. Thanks so much, everybody. If you've got a name change or I'm pronouncing your name wrong, send us a message and we can fix it. Artwork for this episode was by Jake at Javix on Twitter. Audio production was by Alex of Astronomic Audio. And the music was by John Julius, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Roll on.
Womp womp.
Womp womp.